I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. And then there were three candidates for the next police chief of the city of Hobbs after Hobbs native Virgil Green dropped his name out for consideration. Green instead will become the next police chief for the city of Golden Valley, Minnesota. The three candidates remaining are Jesus Campa of El Paso, Jesus Orozco of Las Lunas, and August Fons, the current interim police chief here in Hobbs. 43-year-old Christopher Adam Jensen Tanner of Roswell entered a plea of not guilty on 34 federal charges alleging wire fraud and four counts of transferring criminally derived property worth $10,000 or more. Tanner is one of the former owners of Roswell Escrow, where an investigation began on those charges. The company was placed under state supervision in November of 2019 following complaints to the state from the clients who said they were not receiving money due to them. Federal prosecutors alleged that Tanner engaged in fraud exceeding over $2 million. Fifth Judicial District Judge Lisa Riley of Carlsbad ruled that there was enough evidence to hold over for trial 57-year-old Earl Scott of Artesia on charges of attempted murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for the alleged shooting of a neighbor on March 21st of this year. According to reports from the Eddy County Sheriff's Office, Scott engaged in an argument with a neighbor about the neighbor tossing tumbleweeds onto Scott's property. Reports indicate that Scott hit a gun in a towel when shots were fired, striking the victim. He was transported to an out-of-state trauma unit. As of Monday, Scott remained in the Eddy County Detention Center. Larry Marker, a petroleum businessman from Roswell, will be seeking a state office. He tells us which one he's going after.
I'm going to be running for the Commissioner of Public Lands.
How come?
Well, the Commissioner of Public Lands actually manages the 9 million surface acres and 13.5 subsurface acres. The Commissioner of Public Lands is mismanaging our public lands to the extent that we're not getting the full benefit of our public lands.
Marker will not run on the Republican ticket. Instead, he will run as an independent, which means he'll have to get at least 14,000 signatures to get on the November general ballot. And Marker will have 23 days after the primary to collect those signatures. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.